Zondervan presents Josiah for President by Martha Bolton. Read by Pam Ward. To Melva, my sister, my friend, for your giving, caring, loving, courageous heart. Chapter 1. America was sick. She needed a miracle. But the miracle was slow in coming and long overdue. Congressman Mark Steadman had been certain he was that miracle. All he'd needed was a chance and a little help. The 50-year-old congressman with sandy blonde hair and blue eyes stared out the window of his limo and saw, perhaps for the first time in his 20 years in the nation's capital, how the accent lights fell just short of lighting all the way to the top of the 555-foot Washington Monument, the tallest structure in D.C. The obelisk was visible for miles at night, on this crystal-clear night in particular. But other than the aircraft warning lights, the very tip of the monument remained in shadow. They couldn't even get that right, Mark thought, almost scolding himself. It was the irrational judgment of the disappointed and disillusioned. Words of the wounded ought never to be taken as gospel.
You sure about this, sir? Your decision, I mean.
The driver had obviously been itching to ask the congressman the question on everyone's mind since Mark had made his official announcement.
As sure as anyone can be about anything these days, Mark said,
then turned back to the window and continued staring at the monument as it shrank in the distance. The driver glanced at Mark in the rearview mirror again, his eyebrows pushed together in a frown. He was clearly unsatisfied with the answer, but he said nothing.